Hello and welcome to today's episode of So What's Up. Today we're going to be talking about what to do when a client relationship breaks down. So we're in the business of servicing clients, and with that comes difficult relationships sometimes. Sometimes we have great relationships, sometimes we don't. I've got the team with me today. So guys, what can we share about experiences we've all had with, let's say, not so easy to work with clients?
Well, I'd say there are people that we get on very, very well with, like you said, and people that clash with, because you get that everywhere. And so if one of us clashes with somebody, then another one of us kind of jumps in and takes over, and that's fine.
I always look at it from a starting point. Is like I always say to you, James, when I bring these pictures, is we look at a client, you look at it from two ways. You look at it from you want this client because you want the business, but at the same point, you've got a part of the discussion point is, are they the right fit for you from a relationship point going forwards? It's always that argument that we have, you know, are they right? Are they not? Are they the size, the workload they're going to ask? It's a difficult one to sort of answer before you know someone. But I think the question should be is that what happens when a relationship breaks down after a period of time once you've been working with them?
Yeah, because most relationships start out pretty well, and somewhere along the line, something changes. And that might be a member of staff client side, or it might be some expectations that maybe weren't aligned at some point. But yeah, you're right. It's what happens when you get to that point, isn't it, where something just isn't quite right?
Yeah, it's. I think like we had recently when, we had a few clients that had a few change of staff there, and which changed their agendas, which changed their viewpoint on things. And then all of a sudden, you can quickly see that that's impacting what they're then asking of us or what we're then doing with them. And it's either going to work or it's not. We've got a few clients that it's happened with and it's been good, and a few clients it's happened with it's bad. I think the main thing for me is always working out is what the client wants of you, because as a business, we've always been big fans of relationship. That is, we're a small business. We can't hide. All of us at some point will talk with the client. It's ensuring that, well, actually, what are we working with that client? Are we adding value? Are we adding benefit? If we are, then we've got the right cause. If all of a sudden that client's asking silly requests that just aren't meaningful, we're going to lose the ability to deliver on that, and the relationship breaks down that way. Or You get where a staff, they've got a new marketeer on board or something, they've got a different agenda and they don't agree with some viewpoints. It's, well, who has the stronger say? The customer that's employed an agency that's got 20-odd plus years of experience in doing this, or someone who's come on board with their own agenda, but that's their single role? It's always a hard one to play, isn't it?
It's really tricky when you're working with a client in a company you're really passionate about and an employee changes, for example. So in regards to the relationships breaking down, it's not necessarily the client or the work. It tends to be a change of staff. And obviously we build relationships with marketing managers who move on and then employers in their next engagement.
I was about to say there's some positives to the other side of that, where we often follow people. So that where relationships are good, we do tend to go with that person to their future job as well. And that obviously shows that, there are ways to continue and build that relationship irrespective of the company and the work you're actually doing. It's very much a person-to-person situation. Obviously, we've got lots of clients. We've been in the business nearly 20 years. We've had thousands of clients. What funny stories would we have, without naming any particular names, of any interesting client interactions?
I've got one.
I think you've got several.
I've got loads of them.
Rich is normally the one.
My favourite one is when we had two Richards working here, and and the one Richard did something wrong, or didn't do anything wrong, but
the customer
believes they'd done something wrong, and they called up, and they, before they checked who they were talking to, which Richard, they decided to reveal their thoughts. And then at the end of that conversation, that Richard said, I think you need to talk to the other ear.
I took the full brunt of that. So we've also had another one. Remember the customer that doesn't use technology, any form of technology, doesn't have an internet connection, doesn't require one, doesn't want to learn how to use the internet, but I require a website, apparently, for my business. So that was tricky. Lots of A3 printouts and meetings back and forth, and but to this day, he's never seen his website.
I was going to say, but he's been a customer for...
Well, since the start,
15 years?
Has anybody ever told him we never built it, we just left it on print?
we've just been sending him pictures.
But I think that's a classic... Again, that's all... I think that's our management style, our relationship basis is that, you know, that client is not an ideal client for. So we, generally speaking, we wouldn't usually, but he would have nowhere else to go.
That's not someone that would come to us.
Yeah, if we chucked him outside and said, no longer going to service you or help you, he wouldn't know where to go. He wouldn't have any help, and he would end up probably going to someone that would probably take him a run for his money because he's vulnerable, and that's not really fair. So... I think it's a difficult one. It is a bit of a challenge, but yeah, like you say, it's not having a computer or internet, but still requiring a website is an interesting sort of.
Well, going back to the relationship breaking down thing, communication's key, and we've had scenarios before where a marketing manager's changed or key individuals changed, and he's influenced the whole relationship in a negative way. I think personally it's always great to have multiple contacts. So we got a long-term client, it was going fantastic. They changed a member of staff. They think they're amazing because they've got good credibility. And sometimes being honest with the MD or being honest with the CEO or the person who makes decisions, it works out in our favor as well, because they can see straight through that person that they're having a negative effect and affecting the whole business, as well as their external agency that's delivered results in the past. And it sometimes works. It works. Just communicate and be honest with people.
Yeah. I think that is a valid point. And I think another situation we've had recently with client is that we still have a large client. They're one of our bigger clients. And they had a staff turnaround in their marketing department. And a new sort of marketing head came on board. And the first thing they did, and they were honest with us, weren't they, James? And they said, look, I'm from a different background. I've got relationships with other agencies. I'm going to bring three agencies to the table, you being one of them, to evaluate how we're going to work forwards. And all of a sudden, it kind of gets, from that difficult situation, we're now being questioned on a large contract, a large customer of ours. All of a sudden, this new blood that's come into the business has decided to challenge the situation and say, so we had a mountain to climb in terms of justifying being there and talking there. And I think, you know, today that client still remains a very large client because of the work we've put in there in terms of...
Yeah, I mean, that's not uncommon in the marketing industry. No. I mean, you'll see, you know, massive brands will ask their existing agencies to repitch regularly to keep them fresh, to make sure they're still on the ball for what it is that they want, which I think is just very much an industry-specific thing. But, I mean, that sort of scenario specifically gave us a good opportunity to develop a new relationship with that new person. So, yeah, and obviously prove that, yeah, we actually are the right people, because we don't know. Yeah, we know that business better than any other marketing agency ever could.
And also, when a relationship does break down, let's say it's because of an individual, don't burn bridges. Keep the communication, keep positive, provide after sales support, if that makes sense. So if they reach out for you for artwork because they've gone to another agency, that's fine. Mm. If they need their website because they're moving it to another hosting provider, that's fine. We've done that in the past, and we've supported people for months after they've left. And because of that, you find as soon as the results aren't the same, as soon as the service level agreement drops, all of a sudden, they're knocking on the door again because you didn't burn that bridge.
Yeah, I mean, we used to have a saying, didn't we, that they'll always come
back. They'll be
back.
Yeah. They do.
And everyone does typically come back. But it was interesting, actually. We were on a call the other day, weren't we, with a client, Mike, who said, I remember at my previous job when we were really grateful for the fact that we had you guys on retainer for fixing a load of problems on our website.
Oh, yeah.
And obviously, we're working with that client now at a new position in a different company. But because of the service we delivered at that time and the fact that, yeah, she was really appreciative of the help we gave. So I think, yeah, sometimes we can build some great relationship that lasts for decades. Sometimes obviously we have a challenge where we need to pass a client between ourselves, where you know, sometimes somebody may not get on with me but may get on really well with you, Mike, or you, Rich, and that often works to sort of keep
burnout,
the relationship
burnout, especially with larger clients. They can consume and you find yourself concentrating on just their stuff, and really variety. It's the same with creatives. If they're designing for one company, it can get a little bit tedious at times. So they need the variety.
Yeah, it is. It's like I say, is that not every client is the right client for you. And sometimes you just have to make those tough decisions. Like, you know, as a business, you've got to look at where you're putting your time and your investment. And some clients are burning you out quicker than others. You've got to make that decision. Well, are we the right fit for each other? And it's being in that position and enabling yourself to make that decision that actually you need to have a chat with that client. So look, the needs and demands you're putting on this business aren't, we're not right.
And also from the human side of things, we could be getting on with a client great, and then that marketing manager will just flip for no reason. We've had it in the past. But we've always got to remember everybody has an off day. Yeah. We have off days. There might be something going on in their own life that affects their day-to-day work. And you just got to have compassion for that. Well. Yeah. They're not going to disclose, but at the same time, you know they're not right. They're not the same as they used to be. And you've just got to understand that and just almost reset yourself and say, that phone call wasn't ideal, or that email sounds a little bit harsh. But then on the Monday, everything's fine again.
Especially the length of time we've had some of our clients, because if you think how much we've changed in the time we've worked here, they'll have changed too. Things don't stay the same, and it's not necessarily anyone's fault or anything wrong.
But I think that's how it goes. I think that's running businesses, isn't it? You know, there's people out there that they'll, you know, we're not a one transactional business type, are we? When we engage with clients, it's like we've got a pitch that we're going through at the moment, aren't we, James? And they've got set requirements for their sort of their needs. Their biggest requirement that's evident in their RFP is relationship based. It's all of it is factored on your policies, your staff development policies, because they want to know that they're partnering with someone who's got the same mindset as them. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I think that's key to knowing whether that's the type of client that you are going to work well with, or whether you're just chasing the dollar.
You're not also very inclined to give your money to someone you don't like.
No, and I think, you know, we have a good win ratio with the businesses that we engage with, but that's because we're very selective with the work that we go for. But also,
lucky enough to be able to.
Yeah, I think that's a fortunate position to be in. But also, we do try to manage those expectations, that we look at these clients, we look at these proposals, and we go, well, which ones do we want to work with?
It's not a project. Yeah. It's a relationship.
Yeah.
And then we've got one of a client recently. And from the second we had our first meeting, it was fantastic. Everybody got on. You could be straight to the point. Yeah. And it was literally from meeting to conversion within a week. And he was absolutely buzzing. And the fact we're going to deliver stuff that we promised, he's happy. And he's handed over the reins straight away, which is great. He's confident in us just because of that initial relationship.
And
we want to do work for him. It's quite exciting.
I think with lots of clients comes more challenges than if you had an agency with a few clients. But then again, if they have a few clients and have a problem, it's a bigger problem for that agency.
Yep.
So yeah, there isn't any ideal way of working around it. But yeah, no, I think that was a useful chat, guys. I think, you know, any of our existing clients that are listening, we're not talking about you.
You're all lovely and we love you all.
But yeah, if it's a potential new client that's wanting to talk to us, we're just really honest with people, and we'll always tell you what we think. And sometimes it goes down well, or sometimes it doesn't go down well. But it's our job to be very clear and honest and tell you our professional advice. But if you do want to work with us, please feel free to email us at hello@somarketing.com.